K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.
Greg, fantastic win, very important for the club. I know you appealed to them at three-quarter time and tried to impress on the players how much it meant to get across the line today in honour of that premiership and all the folk that have turned out today in honour of that. So I'd be very proud of them.
Yeah, look, it's important for just a whole heap of reasons to play, you know, play with some strength and ferocity and at the contest. And I felt like, you know, St Albans kept coming, kicking with a bit of a breeze, and we're able to, you know, just grind it out. It was a really scrappy game today, and they sort of closed down the stoppages and made it really hard for us to get, you know, any sort of flow on the outside. So we knew it was going to be a bit of a grind, but we're able to work our way, you know, into that. You know, work our way through it, which is really important to the really young group. You know, and 7 points is, you know, we'll certainly take that, and it's been a really good day for the club.
And we've covered a few games of yours over the years, obviously, but one thing that was really impressive, and I'm sure you'll draw on this, was the way they did respond, because they were seriously challenged, you know, a couple of times by St Albans, and of course they had the breeze in the last quarter and were coming quickly and looked like they might run over the top of you. But the way your group dug in and really showed some resolve there, you know, you must be really impressed with that, and that's a little bit of a changing with this new group.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a big turnover of players. Lost some experience this year, and you know, we've just got a really young group that have come through, and you can see in our twos we're certainly, you know, really competitive and got some depth with that, and it's just about getting time into these young players and building, you know, building again.
Greg, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Jason, Rowan McSparran. The team, we were looking at it about 11:30 this morning. There's about six blokes that played that weren't on the team list. You had to make some late calls, is that correct?
Tanner Lewis, we were expecting him to play, and he got called up to the VFL at the last minute. The other stuff, well, I think it was more a bit of a Good Friday. The other boys were probably in, and when it was confirmed on Friday, you know, Lockie Hornyblade did a fitness test this morning, so, you know, it was probably, thank God that he was able to get through. He had a fairly solid game.
Yep. Fair to say I've seen Dave Hanley in better nick than what he was today, but sometimes 75% Dave Hanley is better than 100% somebody else, but I understand a very interrupted pre-season.
Yeah, he's had a real problem with his back, he wasn't, you know, he's not 100% fit, obviously. That's why we're playing him, you know, mostly forward, but he, you know, he's able to kick some goals, and he's just smart and tough around the footy, and use it really well, and you know, it's a bit of experience, and he'll just get better. We just need to try and manage him throughout the year. You know, he only played four games for us last year, so you know, he's a very important player for us.
How many Hanleys are there, Greg? Can you get a couple more?
Because there were seven.
I was going to say there's seven or eight hanging around, because the young ones okay too.
Where's Kirsch?
No, we shot him.
Kirsch is with the Falcons in Brisbane.
He's got a free ride up to.
Yeah, he thinks he can coach. We're not too sure.
Because I texted him during the week to make sure and come and have a look at young Tommy Hanley.
Yes.
I think he's super clean. And he makes really good decisions with the footy. You know, I'm not sure that I know I'm biased, but I think he's good enough to be in that Falcons team.
Could you feed him an extra palmy on a Thursday night? That'd be nice. Just put an extra couple of kilos on him. But he was sensational today. And I'm stealing thunder from Rowan here, but whips were cracking, Ethan Little was amazing this afternoon.
Yeah, his second half was really important, and you know, just his ability to turn up to contest after contest, and you know, and force it forward. And you know, I agree. I thought particularly his second half was terrific.
Rowan here, Greg. Jason's just stole me.
Thank you. That's what I do.
Anyway, we were saying to Lockie Taylor earlier that both teams probably haven't had the opportunity to play many finals, and that game, towards the end in particular, had that real final feel to it. And it was great to see your young fellas get over the line, mate. You must have been super proud with the way they responded.
Yeah, look, you know, they are young group, and you know, it's you know, sometimes you can get a bit tight when the game's on the line, and you know, and you can make some decisions, and we. You know, and there were decision making that we're going to get better at, and we'll be able to, you know, go back through the vision and look about, you know, what we're doing with the footy, and you know, when we need to sort of hang on to it a little bit. But look, much rather learn these lessons with a 6 or 7 point win than learn them with a 6 or 7 point loss.
That's right.
And I think those senior boys towards the end there, you talk about Handley and Liddell and these kind of blokes, I think they really slowed the play up. When you had it deep forward and those shallow entries, they were still able to hold the ball up for you. So you had that repeat entry or stoppage front half instead of them slingshotting you down the ground.
Yeah, exactly. And they played it like a man on man, and if you tried and generate a seventh, they'd play seven forwards. You know, if we threw, you know, wings into the contest or threw a six man into the contest as well too, it sort of you know, made it really, it was just a really scrappy game. And you know, we were, you know, what that's how they played against Lara, and did a really good job against Lara, and they were certainly really strong and competitive again against us today. And you know, St Albans have definitely improved a lot, and they'll surprise some teams.
Greg, before we let you go, just one of our favourites here at Carrick Footy, Paddy Eastman, what's he up to?
Building boats. I saw him. He's had a Carlton dry in his hand. I don't know, halfway through the third quarter. I'm not sure. He's got a bit of overseas stuff this year. He's only got 7 games to play 200.
Yep.
So we're, you know, as I've told him, the door's open. You know, but it will, you know, he's got a bit of work to do.
Newtown next week. They're coming off a big loss, and you've got an opportunity next week to pounce on a team that obviously will be licking their wounds, and you guys need to carry the momentum forward.
Yeah, look, I think they're going to be fairly similar. They've got a, you know, really youthful group, you know, and on the back of 3 flags from their under-18s, and it looks like that they're giving them a lot of those young kids are getting a go. So, you know, it should be a really good contest, and you know, I always like playing against Newtown. So. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Greg, great to see you. Well done. I'm glad we came today. It was a cracking game of footy, but the moment that around it with the unfurling of the flag, and we got to speak with Greg Wells and Terry Bright about 75, and I suspect you'll be keen to hear those stories. Knowing your love of footy history, it's probably similar to talking to somebody about what unfolded in the Sandville through the 70s and 80s, and I suspect you'll hang off every word of those old blokes well into the evening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I said before the game, you know, Greg Wells came down and had a chat to the boys, and you know, we had some vision of his goal in the right pocket, which he was sort of exaggerating a little bit further as he was telling me. But that's it's been a great day. You know, Scott Meddings and Ben Rowe and Paul Eastman have done an amazing job getting that organised. You know, giving out premiership medallions to those the 75 boys, and it's great for them to see their, you know, connect to the club, and the jumper's changed, and it was great for us to, you know, honour their jumper, and you know, 50 years is a good it's a good effort. So I'm sure they've had a great day, and you know, we're looking forward to, you know, having a chat.
Great stuff, Greg. Appreciate your time. Go and enjoy a quiet one, and appreciate your time as always on Carrick Football.
No worries. Thanks, boys. See you.
Carrick Football. The post-game interview.